Today's daf is daf yud. Today's daf is sponsored by the Frucha family, the Zeicha Nishmas of David Meir Ben Harav Shmuel. We'll also learn today's daf is Mazel Tov for a Simcha Klein, who's Chasna to Nechama, take place this evening. Mazel Tov. Okay, so we're in the middle of talking Rav Shimon, right? So we had that Rav Shimon, basically proved that Rav Shimon says that Petr Chamor is Aser Bahana, because he said that the Petr Chamor is not Mekabel Tuma. It's not Mekabel Tuma, and since we see that Rav Shimon holds, he says Mitzonka, that Petr Chamor, but he holds that Petr Chamor is Mutter Bahana before it's Nifteh. So he's molded that after the Arifa is Aser Bahana. That's basically what we said. That the Gemara said, molded Rav Shimon La'acha Arifa, that it's Aser Bahana. So the Gemara gave a reason. The reason that Rav said, that the reason for Rav Shimon that it's Aser Bahana is because it's not Metamah Tumas Ochlin, therefore it's not considered an Ochel. If it's not considered an Ochel, therefore it's not Metamah Tumas Ochlin. Ihachi, the time is Rav Shimon Mishum Hanahu. Right? Rav Shimon held. Shimon held that after Arifa, it is Aser B'Hana. After Arifa, it's Aser B'Hana. So Gemara says, Ihachi, that the reason from Shimon that there's an Iser Hana, but it's not Mitama Tumas Ochlin, is because he says that Dabba that's Aser B'Hana cannot be considered Ochel. Therefore, since it's not, he can't eat it by himself and he can't give it to other people, it's fine. So Basa B'Chalov was an example, was an exception. Because he said that it had a shasa kosher, and therefore it would be considered a Thomas Tumas Oakland. But the Gemara says, Bas B'chalov might eat the highest shasa kosher. Why do I say that Bas B'chalov is Mekabel Tuma? Because it had a shasa kosher. Typically, the Okel Shata Yochol Achilu Acherim Hu. The reason why it should be Mekama Oakland is because if Shimon is going to hold that Bas B'chalov is Mutter B'Hana. So since it's Mutter B'Hana, you can give it to a guy. Therefore, it's considered Okel. Why does he say the only reason the Bas B'Chalov is Metama Okel is because it has Shasa Kosher? There's another reason, because it's Okel, because it's Mutter B'Hana. The Tanya, we have a Brayso that says, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer Mishum Rav Shimon, Bas B'Chalov Aser B'Achila, Mutter B'Hana. You see that Bas B'Chalov is Mutter B'Hana, because we can make a Gzei Rishon from Treifa. Shenemar, it says by the Pasuk of Bas B'Chalov, Ki Am Kadosh, Atal Hashem Elokecha, close to Vashem Dibach Levi Mo, Ulhalon, and by the Isra Treifa, it says, Ba'anshe Kodesh to Yuli. You should be a holy nation to me. But you can give it to the dogs, meaning it's Mutter B'Hana. You can give it to the dogs, don't forget rid of it. You can give it to the dogs. So my lahailan by the Isra of Treifa, Asr Bakila Mutter B'Hana, Afkan. So too, by the Basar B'Chalov, it's Asr Bakila Mutter B'Hana. So it's Mutter B'Hana. So therefore the question is, why does Rav Shimon have to come on to tell me that Basar B'Chalov is Mekabel Tuma because it had a Shaka Kosher? Just tell me that Bas B'Chalov is Mekabel Tuma because it's called Ochel, because it's Mutter B'Hana. So the Gemara says, Eina Chanami, Chadav Okamer. There are two reasons he gave it. Number one, Chadav, the one reason why Bas B'Chalov is considered Ochel and therefore it's Mekabel Tuma is the Ochel Shakayachol Achilu Achayim Hu. It's Mutter B'Hana, so therefore it's considered Ochel, because you can feed it to other people. But another reason why Rav Shimon says that it's considered Ochel, is the Deinami, even to the owner of the Bas B'Chalov, who he himself cannot eat it, nevertheless, it's still considered Ochel Lagabehim, because Harei Haisel Shasa Kosher, because before you mix them two together, you had Basar and Chalav. Each of them was Mutter. They had a Shasa Kosher, therefore those are Mutter B'Hana. Now comes the proof. The Im Isa. And if you're going to tell me, right, we were trying to prove that Rav Shimon's Modeh, that Achar Arifa Pesach Hamor, it's Asar B'Hana. So the Im Isa, the Achar Arifa Shari Rav Shimon, if that's not the case, and really Rav Shimon holds and still Mutter after the Arifa of the Pesach Hamor, Lesne, the Brisa said what? The Brisa said, Umodir of Shimon, right, the Brisa said, Orla, Kaikerim, Sharniskel, Eglarufa, Tifafet, Hamor, Kula, Matam, Shimon's Oakland, Rav Shimon said, Ametam, Kula's Oakland, Modir of Shimon, Basar B'Chalov. But if it's Mutter B'Hana, if you're going to say the Achar Arifa is Mutter B'Hana, then Rav Shimon should be Modir by the Petach Hamor as well. So, in East, the Achar Arifa, Shari of Shimon, listen, you should have said, Umodir of Shimon, the Petach Hamor, Basar B'Chalov, Sharm, Shimon's Oakland. They both should be Tam, Shimon's Oakland, because if it's Mutter B'Hana, then it's considered an Oakland. But the fact that he's not molded by Petach Hamor shows that he doesn't consider therefore it is not Mekabel Tumas Ochlin, because it's not Ochel, therefore it's Aser B'Hana. So Gemara says, no, I'd be doke that Raya. I can't necessarily prove from this Braisa that Rav Shimon holds that by Petach Hamor, after the Arifa, it's Aser B'Hana. It's possible that Rav Shimon says that even after the Arifa, it's Mutter B'Hana. He still says it's Mutter B'Hana. But the difference is, Ida Chashiv Alei. basically the default, yeah, view it sort of like muksa, the stone that's outside, a stone on Shabbos. The default status of a stone on Shabbos is muksa. If you have machshava that I'm going to throw it at people, then it's not muksa anymore because you would set it aside. It's now a Shabbos standard. It's set aside for other reasons. You want to use it for a door stopper. You had in your mind to use it for a door stopper. It's not muksa. But the default of the stone is that it is muksa. See, food is the opposite. The default of food on Shabbos is that it's not muksa because you can eat it. But if I take my grogros and simukim and I put them on top of the roof to dry, then I've had das to take them out of the status. So by most foods, they're considered ofel. The default status is ofel. We can say here that petach hamor, the default, because it's disgusting, the default status is that it's not a tefila. But if I have machshava, I can make it into ofel. So the Gemara says, ida chashiv alei, had you had machshava for this petach hamor to make it a tefila, Rashi says, but that's afterwards. Either kashuvah, if you had machshava, hachinami, then ein hachinami, Rav Shimon would say that it is an okel, and therefore it's a kabbal to mitokel. But hachav ma'iskinon, what are we talking about over here? The low kashuvah, he left it in the default status. Rashi says the low kashuvah lachila, umishim hachi low tani lei, the stami lav lachila kai. Stam petach hamor with broken neck is not for a achila. The guy doesn't eat it, so it's not going to be eaten. So it stays in its default status, and therefore it's not ochel. And this Bryce is talking about the default status. The default status, according to Shimon by Bas Rachal, it's not maos, and a guy would eat it. What's the difference? Well, you eat a cheeseburger, no problem. I guess a donkey who has its neck broken, and the vela of a behemoth tamea, they're not going to. That's going to be true also. So if you did not have this machshava, therefore it's not considered ochel. And this Bryce is talking about the default status. Again, either kashav alei hakinami. You didn't have machshava. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. If you did, the default status of this item is that it's not okel, and you did not have machshava, so why do the Rabbanim say that it is matamat tumas okel? It's not food. Right? My brother in his brisa said it is matamat tumas okel. But we just said that the case is where it's talking about a donkey, it's mos, we're in the default status because you did not have machshava. So if you did not have machshava and suddenly it's not food, why is it matamat tumas okel according to the Chachamim? The Gemara answers, different reason. The time of my matamim is Rabbanon. Amru Rabbanon Tamei, the Rav Sheshes, Hoel the Isuro Chishuvo. Machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershon, how to explain it. Let's read Rashi. Rashi says, the Isuro Chishuvo, Isur the Asuei Rachman li Yisrael, Mashmele Ochel. By the fact that the Torah tells you that you may not eat it, Mashma that it's somebody else will eat it, it's Ochel. The Isur is Mashmele to make it Ochel. The Cave in the Asurei, Rashi says, Michlal the royal achila vodet chavamos. Michlal is royal achila. Rabbi Gershom says it a little differently. Finally, Rabbi Gershom says Amru and Rabbanu Kamei Rav Sheshes Mishum Haki the Rabbanu Matam is Oakland. Hold the chamor to Asul Yisro b'achila chumra the Isiro choshul Matam to was Oakland. Forget the guy. The fact that the Torah said it's Asul by achila, that itself is a halachic status. It raises its halachic status by saying that it's Oakland. The Isir itself raises the status to make it into a machshava. Machlokas. It's Machlokas and Rashi Ben Gershom. Let's go according to Rashi. Rashi says, but fact the Torah says you may not eat it, means that other people will eat it. The Isuro is Machshavit. So therefore it's Oka. And if it's Oka, they don't have to have Machshavit. That's why it's Machshavit, so it's Oka, according to the Chachamim. So now we're going to ask, do we really hold to this concept of Isuro Machshavit? We're going to go through three brises. We're going to come out and say, no, that doesn't exist. That concept does not exist. And since that concept does not exist, we're going to have to come back and explain why the Chachamim in this brisa hold that the petach hamor is metametum is oklin if it's not okel because we're in the stam status and we don't have machshava. The Gemara says ulu rabbanon mi amrinon. The Chachamim really hold this concept of hoel the isura with yeshuvo batman. Well, the following brisa, the first mishnah in Taharas, Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph, shlosha asur dvarim amru benivlas oftar. I said 13 conditions that apply to the nevela of a kosher bird in order that this kosher bird, the nevela of this kosher bird, is has this can contaminate, become contaminated with tumas oakland. And one of the conditions, the zoachas mehen, is what? That sricha machshava. It requires machshava. Rashi says sricha machshava letama tumas oakland in naga behen sheres. If that it can be mekama tumas oakland. So if sheres touches this nevela of tahor, a sheretz touches it, in Tug Akhar he came by Oakland to Shehir and to Matan. And now that this bird will touch another foodstuff, that foodstuff will become Tameh. The Kol Kamadol Choshev Alei, and so long as I didn't have Machshava to change the status of this Nevelus Oak Tar into food, because the default is that it's not food. There's no Tumas Maga. Why? The Nevelus Oak Tar ain't a Matame Elin came Akla. The Nevela of an Oak Tar is not Matame until you eat it, based on Pliya. The Az Matama also begadim Shehu Levush B'Shas Pliya. Then the time of the begadim that you eat, that you holding it. So it needs Machshava, but ain't a Shrita Hefsher. It doesn't need Hefsher, because we learned in Kulin that anything that is Sofo Lekabel Tuma Kamura, and here it's going to be Tuma Kamura to the Tama Adam and the Begadim, doesn't require Hefsher. Right, that's the Gemara we learned about the Zerayim.
Doesn't
the Veil's Oaf Tower is not. Shlosha Asa Dvarim Amr B'Nivlas Oaf Tower. A Nivlas Oaf Tar is not Mekabel Tumah until it's Machshava, because the default status of the Nivlas Oaf Tar is that it's not food. If it's not food, it's not Mekabel Tumah until you have Machshava to make it into food. That's the Mishnah talking about. So the Gemara says, V'ein Tzricha Hefsher. But if we hold to the concept of Yisuro Chishuvo, that the fact that it's also to eat gives it the status of Okel, so why do I need Machshava here? The fact that I said it's usher to eat should give it the status of okra. So Gemara says, okay, no problem. Right, so Lam the Machshava. He goes, how long? This is Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon doesn't hold the Yisuro Machshava. Shimon argues with the Chachamim. He said in that case that the Petach Amor would be, in the case that you were not Chashiv Alea, it's not considered food. It's not considered food. So Gemara says, it's Rav Shimon. That's why, according to Rav Shimon, you would have to have Machshava. In order to raise it from non-food status to food status, in Makabel Tumas Ochel, you have to have Machshava. The Chachamim will not require that Machshava, because they're going to say, Isuro Chishuvo. Next proof. Tashma. This is a Mishnah in Uksin. Okay? We're going to try to prove in this Mishnah again that Isuro Machshivo does not create the status of Ochel, because we have a bunch of things. This Mishnah in Uksin is going to list a bunch of things that require Machshava in order to create the status of Ochel. Nivlas Behema Temeya. The Nevela of a non-kosher Behema, Bekol Makom. They are considered foods everywhere, whether in the cities or in the villages. The Nivlas Oftar, take up Chalev. That's not part of the Rashi and Tosos both take up the word Chalev. The Nivlas Oftar, right? Bekfarim, when they're in the Kfarim, Shrichin Machshava. So the Nivlas Behema Temeya, the Nevela of a non-kosher animal, and the Nevela of a kosher bird, in order to obtain food status, one has to have Machshava, that you're going to give them to the guy, or you have to create the food status of them. Shrichin Machshava, but the Einam Shrichim Hefsher, they do not require Hefsher, they don't have to become wet, because Sofa L'tama Tumah Kamura, because in the end they're going to be Tama Adam and Kalim. Right, the Iyam Mark Isura Chashuvo. If you hold of the concept that Isuro Chashuva, that Fenet Utzer, creates the food status itself, Lamali Machshava. Why do I have to have Machshava at all? Right? These things are Isur, Asur Bakhila, so why do I have to have Machshava to create them into food? So the Gemara says, Hamani, who's the author of this Mishnah in Uksin? Rav Shimon He. It's Rav Shimon, who's scholar on the Svar of Isuro Chashuva. Therefore, for him, and the Belus Behemet Tanea, and the Belus Oftar, calls man that you weren't machashe, that they would be considered okel, they're not mekabel tumah. Okay? And the Gemara says, okay, I'll bring another raya. Tashma. Again, this is the continuation of the Mishnah Uksim. Nivlas behema tahora b'chol makom. The nevela of a kosher animal everywhere. And nivlas of tahor, and the nevela of a kosher bird b'shvakim in the right, in the villages. Sorry, no, in the cities. In the marketplaces. There you have rich people, and they'll eat. They'll buy the birds, and they'll eat all this stuff. Einam tzrichim machshava. They are ready to be eaten. They don't require machshava. Below hefshon. Also, they don't require hefshon, because it's so full time of tumah chamura. Ha, the diuk is, temeya, and the vela of temeya, by machshava. We require machshava. It only says that in the vela behema tahora, and in the Vedas of Tahar do not require, wherever the case may be, they do not require Machshava. But in those instances where those don't require Machshava, but the non-kosher animal would require Machshava. Why would a non-kosher animal require Machshava if you hold Isuro Machshiva? You can say, okay, it's Rav Shimon again. Or it says, no, I can't say it's Rav Shimon. Why? The chitema had mani Rav Shimon. You're going to tell me this is also the dinner of Rav Shimon? Can't be. Hold me the safe Rav Shimon. If the safe of that Mishnah, the continuation of that Mishnah, clearly is the shita Rav Shimon, then the Reisha can't be. Apparently Rav Shimon's arguing on this point. Right? Hami the safe Rav Shimon have a Reisha lav Rav Shimon. Why? The katani safer. The safe of the Mishnah says, Rav Shimon, oh man, Rav Shimon adds to the list. He says, Af hagamal the arneves the hashafon the hachazir, the camel, the arneves, the hare, the hyrax, and the pig. These are all things that have one siman kashrus. Even these things that have one siman kashrus, right? Einon shrichin lo machshava lo hechsher. They do not require machshava, and they do not require hechsher. Those things are considered enough of a food item to not require machshava. Their default is that they are okel. So if the safe was Rav Shimon, the Reisha can't be Rav Shimon, and the Reisha is telling me that something would require something that's usher would still require machshava. Why? Yisur machshava, yisur machshivo. So the einat shvichlo amar Rav Shimon, my time, but Rav Shimon now explains why these four items do not require machshava. Very difficult. He says amar Rav Shimon, my time, hol v'yesh behen simani tahara. Since each one of these four items has one siman tahara, therefore that's enough to consider it food. So what? It's because there's one, I still can't eat it.
It's all or nothing.
Right, it's not like... It's not like
maybe it's looking at the bigger picture, not only us who eat it, people eat it.
So, but what's the difference between a shafan and a tamor? Like,
people clearly eat rabbit.
But that's not the reason he's giving. That's not the reason he's giving. He said, hold the yishben simon et tahara. First of all, just to let you know, the Rav Shimon part is not part of that Mishnah. It's added in later. So that may you may have a way out with that, because that's not part of the text of the Mishnah Luxin. But Rashi says, like Rashi, Afa Gamal, he says, Dino ki behema tahora, horo vi yeshmo echon mi simoni tahara. Because it has one simon tahara, I guess maybe it's a Zayus Akasa. The Torah is telling me that because something has one simon tahara, that's enough to consider it food. The default for that is considered. Conceptually wise, it's difficult to. I don't get it so well.
Well, again, not to pull on that point, but nobody uses it for anything else. They just, in fact, reuse it. Mark says it can be used for food items. Maybe it's talking about as a general item of food.
And he brings down here that the Shita of Kobetz has answered our question. He brings the Tosos Kitzonios in the Shita in the Hashmatos, which is in the back of the Gemara. Why is one siman enough to matir loko? It's not matir for a Jew to eat it. And it's no longer more roy for a guy. A guy will eat it. A guy can eat an animal without any siman.
Canada does.
What's the difference?
Maybe there is a difference.
But it's fine. But that's not the reason the Gemara is giving. The reason the Gemara is giving is not because a guy would eat it or would not eat it. He's saying because it has an extra siman.
No, he's saying that by having an extra simon is considered a food item.
Correct. Why is having an extra simon created a food item?
You tell me.
That's the question I'm asking.
It's because maybe some people eat it.
But that's not what the reason the Gemara gave. No, the Gemara gave the reason. Rashi says the same reason also. According to your answer, Rashi says that by having a simon tahara means that that's an item that more people will eat. That's not what the Gemara says. That's not you're interpreting it. That's not what the Gemara says. Because you're having difficulty the same way. Okay. So bottom line is that we still have disproved. Right, you like that? Right. This straight line interpolation. I'm doing convertible bonds, interpolation. Whatever. Okay. Bottom line is we proved that the race of the Brisa is the Chachamim Shita, and that it requires machshava for a non-kosher animal. But why, if you hold these Sura Machshivo, why would you require machshava? So now we're going to blow up the whole thing, and we're going to say, Ela Amarava, the Kuliyama, lower meaning Yisuru Chashuvo. There's no concept of Yisuru Chashuvo. That concept does not exist. Okay, so then why we said that a Petach Hamor has a Tumas Oakland, even though you weren't kosher at L'Achila. Right? What was the case going back? We established the case by the Petach Hamor. That Rav Shimon says that it's not Mekabel Tumas Oakland. Why? Because you didn't have machshava. Because it's Sam. He didn't have machshava. If he didn't have machshava, so why, according to the Chavim, isn't Mekamatum's Oakland? The Gemara says, Ida Arfei Ma'arav. You're right. If you just broke its neck like you were supposed to do, Hakanami, then even the Chavim would agree that it's not Mekamatum's Oakland, So since it didn't, it's not omed l'achila, and you didn't do shechita, then he agrees. What's the case over here? Hacha b'mayeskinon kigon sheshachtol hislami bo. I said, oh, perfect. I had this animal that's supposed to die. Let me use it. It's not kosher. Nothing to do with it. Let me use it as a test product to practice shechita. I put the practice shechita on it. Rashi says, kigon sheshachtol lepetach hamor. So, the e deshakti the same shechita gemura. If I did a shechita and I had in mind that this would be a valid shechita, afilu Rav Shimon havi machshava matamein. Rav Shimon would agree that this is sufficient machshava and therefore it raises the status to okel and it's matame. Based on the big Rashi we have in the Gemara and Orotah, not time for that. That if you have machshava for the guy, that's sufficient to make it into afilu. We had a long Rashi a couple weeks ago.
You had machshava for a non-kosher animal.
That you did. You had machshava to shechta that this is going to be a valid shechita. Ella, right? And it's matame. Ella b'shachto amenas l'islami bo hilchos shechita. I'm only doing it to learn the hilchos shechita, to practice. Uvahach pligi rabbanon sabri. And here's the machlokas. Rabbanon sabri haf shechita masle ocha kashechita gemura ma'alisa. That a practice shechita is sufficient enough to turn this non-ochel into ochel. Again, ochel doesn't mean you can eat it. It's ochel akabel too much ochlin. This practice shechita has worked. Darina Borota, we saw an oral that Ashoka Behem over Khov. That's the mission, that's what we talked about in Dr. Zion in Chulin. To go back there, I didn't show them in the mission there's a big Rashi, and Rashi says it again a few blot later. Kid of Priest Al Rashiman Saber, Hashkita Lama Al Sini. It's not a good shita, below Habi Machshava, and it's not considered Machshava, and therefore retains its non Okal status, and it's not Matamal Okal, Kilpluta de Nimus Rabbelezer. And it's going to be the Dictima close that Nimus has Rabbi Eliezer. What's that? Ufluta de Nimus Rabbi Lezer, the Tanya. We have the Bryce that says, Amar Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says, Sach li Nimus Achiv Shah Rav Yeshua Hagarsi. Nimus, the brother of Yeshua Hagarsi, told me, Shahashokit es ha'orev. Someone shechs the raven, which is a non kosher bird. Someone shechs the raven, lihislame bo, to learn, to practice. Domo machshir, the blood is machshir, whatever that means. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Dam Shkita le'olo machshir. The Dam Shkita is going to be machshir. So the Gemara says right away, they're saying the same thing. The Dam is machshir, right? Rabbi Lezer, Hanatamakamo. They're both the same thing. Let's look at Rashi for a second. Domo machshir, im nafal al azroyim. If it falls onto the vegetation, I guess it's obviously cut, that would be considered something that now can be makabel tuma. Right? The kosher came and shechta shechita gemura, and also kosher came, if you did a good shechita, have a domo machshir, afilu l'gufei, the shechita so have a machshav also. The concept here is, the machlokas is, whether shechita is enough to machshir it. So the Gemara says, that the machlokas being chachamim and Rabbi Shimon, the same machlokas being Rabbi Yossi and Nimus. Now we just have to explain what the machlokas being Rabbi Yossi and Nimus is. The Gemara says, Elo lav, isuro chishuv ikubinayu, whether isur is chashuv. Tanakama sover, the Tanakama holds, which I guess is Nimus, damo machshu la'alma, that when I shef this already, with his lamibo, the blood, it's going to say the blood, to be machshir everything else, avalugufei, but for it, you're going to be required machshava to create the status of oka for this non-kosher bird. You're going to have to, right? But asur lez lemeimer, dam shkita l'ola machshir afilu l'gufei. Even for it, it's good. In other words, does the shkita itself create the food status? That's the same machlokas we just had between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. Chachamim said yes, Rav Shimon said no. Here, Nima says no, Rav Elazar says yes. The same machlokas. So the Gemara says, Mimai. No, well, how do you know that that's the machlokas? Dilma, maybe, Taima de Rabbi Lezer, Hassan, maybe the reason Rabbi Lezer over there who says that the shechita of the blood of the Orev, the shechita of the Orev is machshir the Orev, even though it's not food, and the shechita is sufficient, Hassan, the shiny Orev, holy Yoshbo Simon Tahara. The Orev has certain of the Simon Tahara. Measures Mara Chulid, there were five Simonim, that's not Torah, that's the clause a certain way. Well, the Orev has certain Simonim, and we just said in Laman Aleph that Simonim, Tahara, is enough to create an item to be food. So who cares about anything else? The reason why he says it's Makabo Tumah, Tumah's Oakland, is because it has one Simon Tahara. Again, it's why? Right? When we know what the Simonim Tahara Milsahi, how do I know that Simonim Tahara actually is something that is raises the status? Because we just saw before. Tekatani Allah, Dahi Amar Shimon. We just said Rav Shimon. My Tom, Hove Yeshbo Simon Tahara. It has Simon Tahara. That's sufficient to create a food item. So the Gemara says, V'chi Tema, Im Yishum Simon Tahara. So the whole reason why this Orev does not require Machshava is not because of the shechita, but because it has shimari tahira, my iwa l'islamid. Why the case that the Brisa brought down was that you shefted the orev to learn. Let's do a few l'saseik nami. Maybe if you had no kavana whatsoever, I was doing something else and I was misaseik, it's also sufficient to be mikabel tumah. Because it has nothing to do with shechita. All it has to do with is that this bird has shimari tahira. That's the lunar in a moment. We're talking about birds on the day that we eat birds. So Enoch, the Gemara says, Enoch Anami. You're right, Enoch Anami. Bitzad Rav Eliezer, I can have a shechita done, I can have a shechita done even not l'islami. Just on Isuk. And that would be sufficient to create this, that, and the bird becomes Roy L'Kabal Tumah because it has a Simon Tahara. But why do I say the case of l'islami? Mishum Nimus. To teach us how stringent Nimus is. That Nima says that even if you do shechita l'islamid, that is not mu'ila, that is not sufficient. Shechita is never sufficient on the non-kosher animal to create it into food. Shechita doesn't create the status of food. So had I just said the case of misasik, well, then maybe Nima says misasik, so it's not shechita. But if you did real shechita l'islamid, maybe that would create the status of food. Kamash Malah, that Nima's holds that even if you shechita l'islamid, that's not enough to create the status of food on this bird. I guess Nimus would have to hold that you have to have actual machshava to create too much open the status for this bird. You got to look at that Rashi. It's a full page Rashi about Kuf Yizayin in Chulin. But we learned this in Chulin because the Gemara Shachasim by having the machshava for the guy that was enough for
a guy for a kosher animal here.
No, a non kosher animal because you have to read that Gemara. It's not time for now. Like, it's the Rashi is about this big. On the bottom of the Mishnah, that Kuf Yizayin.
People online
don't listen. So just this bit. Eitzvei. Now the Gemara says, now going back, so we're going to go back to what we just said before. Basically, we're back to where we were before, and we're going to say that Rav Shimon holds that the Chamor is Mutar Bahanah, but he agrees that after the Arifa, it's Asur Bahanah. So Eitzvei. That's Rav's Shita. So Abai is not going to ask on Rav. Rava will held that Rav Shimon says that Acha Arifa, the Petach Hamor, is Asar Bana, him the follow Brisa. Lo Rats Liftoso. I have a Petach Hamor, I don't want to redeem it. I don't want to do it. So what am I supposed to do? Orfo Bekopitz. I break its neck with an axe. Right? I chop the neck off with the back, with the back of the neck, Orfo with the back of the neck, with an axe. Ofer Bekotzit, Me'achor, from behind. Bekovro, and I bury it. The Asr Bahana, and it's Asr Bahana at this point, Tivir Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon Matir, Rav Shimon says it's Mutar Bahana. But how can you tell Rav Shimon says that Achar Rifa is Asr Bahana? Clearly here he says Achar Rifa is Mutar Bahana. So, clear eye against him. Well, says, no, reinterpret the way you read the Brisa. Ema, at the end of the Brisa says, Umechayim Asr Bahana. In other words, read the Brisa says, Bekovro, and then say, Umechayim, when it's alive, it's Asr Bahana, Tivir Rav Yehuda, and Rav Shimon's Matir, so we're talking about it when it's alive. When it's alive, he has a machlokas. But when it's dead, Rav Shimon agrees, Asar Bahana. The Gemara says, the Hami the Seif of Mechayim Havei. Now, if we're talking about...
That's
what
I was thinking about.
What?
Because the problem is, it's other status of non-touches. You can't do anything to the animal until after you get rid of it.
Well, that's the Gemara yesterday talked about. What about you? You can marry a woman with it. You will do all those things with it. It's still Mutar Bahana when it's alive. Because Rav Shimon said, how can you have something...
So we already established the answer. What are you going back to that for?
No, the question is that what about after Arifa?
He just, right, but if he's just giving you a proof, then no, he's talking about before again. He's
done
that already.
He's talking about before again. So maybe this is what we learned from. This is the price, so the Gemara says, Bahami the Seif of Michayim Habe, if now you're telling me the Seif of the Brisa is talking about when it's alive, Reisha Lav Michayim, then the Reisha cannot be when it's alive. Why? Because we're going to bring the Sefer. The Sefer is clearly talking about a case when it's alive. So why would the Reisha in our case be about when it's alive? Right? The Ketani Sefer, the Sefer says, Lo Yemisenu, you cannot kill the Petach Hamor, Lo Bekana, not with a reed, not with a magal, with a sickle, Lo Bekardom, Velo Memagera, Velo Yach Nisenu, Lechad, Devin Al Deas, Lefana Meshoshi Yomos. You can't starve it to death. What?
You can't do it in any
wrong way. No, you have to break its neck, the back of its neck with an axe. It says the Asr Begizah Ba'avoda, and the Hema itself is Asr Begizah Ba'avoda, it's Asr Bahana, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Shimon Matir. But that's talking about when the animal is alive. So if this Reisha is talking about when the animal is alive, the Sefer, which we brought down before, he was talking about when the animal is alive, it's talking about the animal is dead. It's talking about the animal is dead, Rav Shimon says it's Mutter, that goes against what Rav said. So the Gemara says, no. Reisha, I'll give you a different distinction between the Reisha and the Seifa. Reisha, the Seifa Mechayin. They're both talking about when the animal is alive. Reisha Bahanah's Damav. The Reisha has come to teach me that the Machlokas, whether you let have a Gemara from it itself, from its Damav, meaning if you can you rent it out? And Seifa Bahanah's Gufo. And Seifa is telling me that when the Machlokas, whether you can have a Gemara from the actual body of it. Can you shear it? Can you do something with it? So Gemara says, well, why do I need both? Because it's Tzricha. The Gemara says, why do you need both? The Gemara says, I need both. And it's weird. The Gemara says, Utsricha. The Ikan, Hanaz Damav, had just talked about Hanaz Damav. Maybe you say, but who kashay Rav Shimon? Maybe only here Rav Shimon says that it's Mutter. Hanaz Gufo, Ema Shemotli Rav Yehuda, but Hanaz Gufo, maybe he's Moder. And Faker, Itana, Beisr, Be Hanaz Gufo, Bahik Asr Rav Yehuda. Only here Rav Yehuda would say it's Asr. Hanaz Damav, which is not getting. You're not getting the benefit from the actual physical part of the body. Maybe that would be mutter. Ema moder of Shimon, tzricha. Okay, so Rava still stands. Rava's thesis is that Rav Shimon agrees that achar arifa, the chamor is now asr bahana. These brises where Rav Shimon says that his mutter are talking about lechayim. And we all know that Rav Shimon says that when the petach chamor is alive, it is mutter bahana. The Gemara says, V'chein Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says the same thing, because he says, Amar Rabba Baravua, Modir Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon agrees, La'achar Arifa, after you break the neck of the Chamor, Shu Asr, it's Asr Bana. But Amar Rav Nachman, Minah Aminalach, with I learned this from, Bisanya, I have the following Brisa. Right, the Pasuk says, Yimlo Sifdeh V'arafto. If you don't pose it, you have to break its neck. Nemakan Arifa, it says here Arifa, the Nemakan Arifa, it says, V'egla Rufa Arifa, it says there, the Afu Shama says Egla Banachal. Malahalam by the Egla Rufa, it's Asr Bahana, after you break its neck, so Asr Bahana. Achan Asr, so to hear it's Asr. So money, who's this going like? Ilein Rabbi Yehuda, if you're going to tell me that's going from the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, can't be. Mechayim Meser Asr. He doesn't need this limut because he says it's already Asr Mechayim. So what does he need to declare Shabbat with Egla Rufa and tell me after you break the neck, it's Asr Bahana? It's already been Asr Bahana since before. And a lot of Shimon, he's going towards Shimon, and you see that after Arifa, it's Asr Bahana, just like an Egla Arufa.
Is that possible that it could be Asr Mechayim and Mutter after
the skill?
Is that possible?
That's the Gemara that talked about, yeah, the other day. No, you're not going to have something that's Asr Bahana and now Mutter Bahana. It's Asr Bahana. It has a status of Isra Hana. Do you have any case like that where something is Asr Bahana and then. It's not, and now it's Mutter Bahana.
I don't know.
Yeah, the assumption that no. So Amalei Rosheshes says to me, I'm going to push off that raya. I don't know, just to look into that. So it could be. So Amalei Rosheshes, Safra Chabereich, Rav Safra, your friend, Targuma, he explained this brisa differently, and that wouldn't be a raya for Rav Shimon. Lo Rav Yehudahi. Here's going to be your, I said Yehuda, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's going to be, Thanksgiving Shir. Right? There was always a different chetza to Thanksgiving Shir in YU, where Paris gave Thanksgiving Shir. It was always a little different. Who did? Yeah. He left, but he left. He left right afterwards to catch a flight home so we could have dinner with his family. So he had dinner in YU?
He missed the flight.
He missed the flight. All right. So the Tosfos is still more important than the turkey. Okay. Baruch Hashem.
Yeah.
So now the Gemara's going to, I think, address your point. Some of the Rosh Hashanah, Sapra Chabra Targuma, La'olam Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe this price is Rabbi Yehuda, the Israel. And I need to tell me that even after Arifa, it's Mutter. Saka Baita Kamina. You would think, Arifa the Makom Padiyah Omedes. Arifa is instead of Padiyah. What happens if I do it the right way? I'm poded it. Alright, I take the set, I give the set to the, give the set, the you pulled it onto the, right, the set to the Kohen, and what's now with the Chamor? It's Mutter Bahana. It's Mutter. So maybe the Arifa is instead of the Padiyah. Just like after Arifa, after Padiyah, it's Mutter Bahana, but after Arifa, it should be Mutter Bahana, which is similar to what you're saying. Sagadei the Kamina, Arifa, Makam Padiyah, Medes, Ma Padiyah, Materes, the Padiyah is Mater, it's Bahana, Av Arifa, Materes. Kamashalan, not what you're saying. Kamashalan, then Arifa, excuse me, the lumnus has to be worked out. That Arifa is not instead of Padiyah. Arifa is like, it's not just a flip. Arifa is a different halacha. You didn't do the right thing. It's not like you have one or the other. You're supposed to do Padiyah. You didn't do Padiyah, now we're going to clash you and you can do Arifa. You're not going to be able to use it. Since you're not going to be able to use it, you can't since you didn't do the right thing, you can't get hanah from it, right? And so the Gemara is going to say, going to prove, how do I know that after hanah, now the Gemara is going to make another makor, that even according to Rav Shimon, that after the arifa, it's after the hanah. I think you have to keep in mind the fact now that arifa is not instead of pediah. It's a separate thing. You violated what you're supposed to do, and now you have another mitzvah that's incumbent upon you. Amar Rav Nachman, you know, I mean, Allah, the 20 Levi said, who hipsi mamono shel kohen? This guy, me, I didn't do pediah, so I'm master the mom of the kohen, which means I didn't give him a sheep. I didn't allow the kohen to get what he was supposed to get. So lefichach, you said mamono. Therefore, the Torah says, you lose your money. You have to break the neck, and you can't get hanah from it. So money, who does this hold like? Elim Rabbi Yehuda, if it's like Rabbi Yehuda, ha-mitzvah v'kai. It's already usher. I already lost it beforehand. I was never able to get hanah from it. It's not because I didn't give it to the Kohen that I now can't use it. I was never able to use it. Elo Rav Shimon, Master Rav Shimon, who says it's book of hanah then, and now it's usher b'hanah. Ibai Seima, or you can say, Ibai Seima Rabbi Yehuda, Ibai Seima Rav Shimon. Meaning, I can disprove Rav Nachman, and even if I say that the sheep goes like Rabbi Yehuda, and even if I say this goes like Rav Shimon, I can still not going to be a raya. Okay? Sorry? Right. Ibai Seima Rabbi Yehuda, so this is a little shocking, help me out here. The Gemara says, Ibai Seima Rabbi Yehuda, you can say the price goes to Rabbi Yehuda. So what was the problem with the head of Rabbi Yehuda? That Rav Nachman said, the whole reason is because it's Yusan Mamono. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's already lost his money before, because it's Aser Bahana Mechayim. Maybe you can say, Afside de Beni Beni. No, there still is a loss. Why? Because the assumption is that you can use a seh that's worth anything. Any shepshala. Any sheep you can use. Right? No matter what the value is. But the donkey can be worth more. It is worth more. Okay? The donkey is worth more. So, in a regular instance, I give the Kohen the sheep, and I keep the Kamor, and I made out. That difference is my profit, so to speak. Because originally it was Asur Bahana with me. Now it's Mutter, and that difference is mine. So now the Bryce is telling me, no, that even that difference becomes Asur to you. That's the even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's still a Kiddush. The Asid Veni Yemeni. That when you break the neck of the Chamor, the Bailim loses the difference between the value of the donkey and the value of the sheep. Because if he was po to it with the seh, he would profit that difference. And now that he doesn't po to it, he has to break the neck. Right, that's the knas, and that's what the Bryce has said.
How does he make out extra money?
It's not a hefty.
Not
losing is the game.
Exactly.
Not losing would be the game. But here we're going to say, you are going to lose it. It's all Asur Bahanah. Therefore, and according to Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon says, maybe you can't prove, basically, Mar say, you can't prove that Rav Shimon's going to agree that after the Arifa is Asur Bahanah. We said after it's Asur Bahanah because you lost the Kohen's money, therefore we're going to make you lose money. Because you don't have to say that the Bryce is talking about that by Arifa, he loses everything completely because it's Asur Bahanah. Just say the Kavanah is Lefchas Misa, that by doing the Arifa, the value of the donkey diminishes. The value of the donkey diminishes. That's what he lost. You lost the Kohen's value by not giving him the seth, therefore when you break it, you're going to also lose value. What do you lose? You lose the difference between what it was worth when it was alive and when it was dead, but you can still get hanah from what it is when it's dead. So it's not a raya, that Rav Shimon holds, that after you kill it, that it's asur b'hanah. Maybe it's still mutter b'hanah. You say that he's being knas? Yeah, he's being knas. He's being knas that he doesn't have the value of a live donkey, he has the value of a dead donkey. Okay. Fine. Ika demasnei laha. Some the Rav Nachman learned this way. Aha, on this Mishnah, it says in the Mishnah in Maseches Kiddushin, Hamikadesh bepetach hamor. If I give the donkey to a woman and to become married, ain't a mikudeshes. She's not mikudeshes. So you would think now this Mishnah is not like Rav Shimon. Because Rav Shimon holds that when the petach hamor is alive, it's mutter b'hana. Leima matnisin the loke Rav Shimon. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua, it's la'achar arifa b'divrei kol. After you broke the neck, and therefore it's asur b'hanah, even according to Rav Shimon. So I have a raya that Rav Shimon holds that after arifa, the petach hamor is asur b'hanah. So the Gemara says ika the amri, and some say no, that this Mishnah can be it's ika the amri that this Mishnah is talking about the petach hamor when it's alive. It's alive, and you still have a problem getting married with it. Hamani, if that's the case, lo Rabbi Yehuda, lo Rabbi Shimon. It's not going to be Rabbi Yehuda, it's not going to be Rabbi Shimon. E Rabbi Shimon, tikash bekula. If it's Rabbi Shimon, well, the entire value of this animal is mutar b'hanah. So she should get, she gets hanah's worth of the entire chamor. Because it's mutar b'hanah. So she should be full-fledged married. Ve Rabbi Yehuda, tikadash b'hach debeni ubeni. If it's even according to Rabbi Yehuda, she should still be mikudashus. Why? Because what happens? She gets the petach hamor. Now what should she do? She should take the petach hamor, and she should then give a sheep to the kohen. And now the difference in value between the hamor and the sheep, that's the value she's receiving, and she should to become mikudashus. Right? Makes perfect sense. She's becoming mikudashus, not with the petach hamor itself. She's becoming mikudeshes with the difference in value between the chamor and what she's going to give to the kohen. So Amar Rabbi Ravua, Amar Rav Olam Rabbi Yehuda. That the Mishnah is talking about is sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Ukegon she'ena shava el shekel. The reason why she's not mikudeshes is because the chamor is only worth a shekel. And say aside, the chamor is only worth a shekel, and the minimum value of the seh that you have to give to the kohen is a shekel. So there's no difference in value between the chamor and the seh. So there's no difference. There's no value that she can accept to accept the kiddushin. Amar Rav Avuah, Amar Rav LaOlam Rabbi Yehuda. We go to Oy Ena Shava El Shekel. It's only worth a shekel. The Savra La and the Tana of our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, the Tanya who learns out Tifte. He learns out what says Tifte twice, which means Tifte Miyad. And tiptek kol shehu, but Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda omer ein padia pechusa mishekel. Rabbi Yosef says that the minimum value of the seh that you can give to the kohen has to be a shekel. So if the chamor is worth a shekel and the seh is worth a shekel, there's no difference in value that you can attach chashivus on for her to be mekabelus the kiddushim.
How about like that? That is significant event, giving the
course
of hope to the
Kohen
has to her.
What is
the
position?
They're not,
the ceremony,
and wow, you know, I don't know.
So maybe with that Hanah would be worth her? I don't know. Maybe it's bigger kircha than anything else. We think, but maybe it's a mitzvah, lava, henna snitnu.
No, because there's one in Australia or something.
Yeah, in Hawaii they did that. They did it in Hawaii. I don't know, maybe because it's a mitzvah doesn't have Hanah. Sometimes we give it to a Tabachotam, we say the fact that the Tabachotam is Hanah. But Mara's not making that approach. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good day.